Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I know it's a dream come true for you, too. I get that all the time. That's the story I'm sticking to anyway. Pete Sepp is back, ladies and gentlemen. Pete's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's VP of Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. That's NTU.org. NTU.org. I hope you check them out when you get a chance. Pete's got three different things he wants to talk to us about today. Pete Sepp, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
Always a pleasure, Pete. Thanks for being here. Property tax. I was just noticing that been quite a few reports just in the last few days about how that 23% of Americans, their home value is less than what they owe on it, and that's a national average. And of course, as you know, places like Phoenix and probably Florida and maybe Atlanta, places like that, is probably a lot worse than that. And probably Dimebox, Texas is probably not so bad, but the national average is around 23%. That's a lot, and that's got to have an impact on property values from an ad valorem tax standpoint. Pete, you guys have been studying that, haven't you?
Yes, actually, I've been checking out the Census Bureau data on property tax collection, state and local, across the country, and interestingly, there does not seem to be a corresponding drop in taxable values across the country.
Imagine that. The local tax assessor hasn't been vigilant about checking on the tax values, has he?
Well, unfortunately not. And though I should say, I think that this is a problem not only of taxable values still not adjusting to market realities, but also even where they have adjusted to those realities, you know what they've done? They've simply increased the rate of tax that applies to the value. So if the taxable value goes down but the rate of tax goes up, you're not really saving any money on property taxes. That's what's happening. If you take a look at the total Census Bureau state and local property tax collections from around 2007 up through the end of last year, you will find that they climbed consistently every year and are only now starting to level off at above $400 billion annualized.
Wow.
They're off just a little bit in the fourth quarter, if you look at it on a 12-month basis, just a little bit, certainly not reflective of the massive drop in property values.
Well, you know, for years, as I've been a property owner for decades, the assessed tax value of properties that I owned was always less than the market value.
But
recently I've been taking care of my mother's estate, and her property values are clearly significantly, maybe 20% or more higher than the market value is. And this is she's not in a depressed area either. And in terms of property values. So what can we do about this? How do we fight something like this? Where do we start?
Well, there are a couple of things to do. For one thing, one of the ways that we've been fooled into thinking that our property values for taxable purposes have been artificially low is because they do something called fractional assessment. In other words, the assessor calculates what he believes is the full market value of your house, and then by law they'll reduce it by 20% or some other fraction that elected officials have figured out is a good number, and that's your taxable value. Well, that makes a lot of people think that their home has been taxed at a much lower value than it's worth, and nobody bothers to challenge their property tax assessment. That's the thing that individuals can do. They can take a look at the accuracy of their assessment, make sure that the assessor has figured out every detail of your home properly, square footage, number of bathrooms, site location, grading, all of that. The other way you can challenge your property tax is to take a look at how your home compares with similarly featured homes in your area or your business, for that matter. Now, with businesses, that is a tougher proposition because there are lots of unique businesses in a given area, and so doing comparables is difficult. That's where you probably need professional assistance.
No, and there are organizations out there that can help you with that, too, by the way, and they only take a piece of what they save you. But do you go to the tax assessor quickly? You go to the tax assessor and complain? Is that what you do?
That's your first step. Then you may have to make a presentation to a board of people.
So, folks, check it out and see what you think. Don't be complacent about this. And make sure you're not paying more than you should be. 22. Stay with us. Right back with Pete 7.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.